Despite Bernie Sanders' loss in New York on Tuesday, the Democratic presidential hopeful is keeping up his attacks on Hillary Clinton. At a rally in Oaks, Montgomery County last night, Sanders hammered home the differences between himself and Clinton on everything from climate change to campaign finance reform. WHYY's Katie Culinary was there. She covered the rally and spoke with those who have been feeling the burn.
Standing online to get into the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center in Oaks, Jen Porter remembers the moment she started feeling the burn.
It was solidified on Holy Friday when the sparrow came and sent us that beautiful sign.
Last month, on the Friday before Easter, a small bird landed on the podium while Sanders was speaking at a rally in Portland, Oregon. Porter, a nurse, says she's behind Sanders because he's pushing for a universal single-payer health care system.
And I see how much money we could actually save if we gave people access to preventative care.
But after losing badly to Hillary Clinton in New York on Tuesday, analysts say Sanders would need a small miracle to make up for the deficit in delegates or to convince superdelegates to switch their allegiance to him at the convention this summer. So would Porter, who supported President Obama back in 2008, get behind Clinton in November?
Her agenda is better than the Republicans. And so for that reason, I'll do my part as much as I can for the party.
Ted Ullman says he'll do the same, but he won't like it.
If Hillary is the Democratic nominee, I will hold my nose and I will vote for Hillary.
Rupa Desai, on the other hand, probably won't. After more than 100,000 registered Democrats in Brooklyn were dropped from the voting rolls, she's more convinced than ever the deck is unfairly stacked against Sanders.
I'm leaning towards just writing in Bernie at this point. Just, you know, the frustration with, like, all the voter fraud that's been going on lately.
Desai says she doesn't trust Clinton and may even consider not voting at all in the general election. And then there are those still making up their minds, like Gail Dean. Her husband Dave is all in for Sanders, and she came to the rally hoping it would help her decide. Dean says her big issue is health care. Her family's coverage was dropped when her husband had to leave his job after a work injury. They're covered by the Affordable Care Act, but she says it's a lot more expensive.
I mean, we went from paying $125 twice a month to paying $810 a month for our family of three. So it was a huge financial shock as well. So
thinking about, you know, Hillary and Bernie, you're trying to figure out which of those would help a family like
and really have our best interests in heart, you know, and really can affect the change that our country needs, not just talking about it. And that's where I'm kind of on the fence with Bernie.
Dean says given the partisan divide in Congress, she's not sure yet whether Sanders can deliver on his promises or if it's safer to bet her family's future on Clinton. Katie Culinary, WHYY News.